there's only a handful of filmmakers within this movement, yourself included. And you have worked with pretty much all of them, including brother Paul Wittenberger. What are your thoughts on him?
I think that Paul Wittenberger is a great guy. And to be honest, brother Pete, I think he undergoes a lot of false criticism. And I see nothing but just railing accusations about, I think it was a month ago, when everybody was just coming down on him constantly, nonstop. They said he left Faithful Word, which is fine. I mean, not everybody has to attend Faithful Word. I spent time at Faithful Word. I loved the experience at Faithful Word. If Faithful Word Baptist was near me, I would be going to Faithful Word Baptist. I love Pastor Anderson's church and I love his ministry.
Amen.
But there are people who assume, and people that think that if you leave one of the new IFB churches to go live somewhere else, all of a sudden you've distanced yourself from the truth. Well, here's the thing. That's not always why. And Paul, the reason that he left to come to Michigan, and I didn't even know he was coming to Michigan when I was here. I had no idea he was going to come here. And I even told my wife, I said, I don't think it's the Lord's will for me to do this creation show. I said, the only way I'm going to do it is if God was to do a miracle and Paul somehow lives next to me. And then what happens? Paul ends up moving 20 minutes from me. So it must have been of the Lord, because I didn't want to just focus on creation. But irrelevant of that, Paul Wittenberger is a great guy. And, you know, a lot of people are coming down on him right now. And, you know, a month ago, people were coming down on him so hard that finally Pastor Anderson had to step in and say, look, leave him alone. Like, him and I, we've chosen a little bit different paths for now, but let's keep the peace. And Pastor Anderson set the record straight. Well, there are still a few buffoons in a circle of guys, and I'm not going to call out any names, but they've sent me some nasty messages just for being associated with Paul. Look, the Bible says, if it be possible, live peaceably with all men. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. These guys that are slandering Paul right now are wicked for what they're doing. It's not just wrong, it's wicked. It's wrong. They were slandering Paul before all this stuff came up, where Pastor Anderson had to step in and say, look, stop it. You know, these several guys were just causing a bunch of problems and trying to make it out like Paul is this monster, when Paul has done more for Christ than those guys will probably ever do for Christ. Look, I hope they do great works for God. I hope, and you know, I've broken fellowship with some of them. I still hope for the best for some of them. I hope that they can do great things for God. I hope they can win the lost. But they need to learn what it is to give respect and honor to somebody who is a soldier in the army of God. And they'll say, and I messaged some of these guys and said, look, the way you're treating Paul is wrong. It's wrong. We're to live peaceably with all men. We're to fight the good fight of faith. We're to take a stand. We're to love the brethren, the Bible says. Love the brotherhood. That's what the Bible says. But oh, no. Let's just keep slandering. Let's keep giving him a hard time. Let's keep telling. And, you know, I understand why Paul did what he did by saying to some of them, hey, don't upload my content. Because if somebody's slandering you, you have every right to tell them, don't upload my content. You can upload your own Bible Way to Heaven or whatever you want to upload, but don't slander me. And they slandered him for no good reason. I even saw on Facebook some idiot posted, 3, 2, 1, Paul Wittenberger is going in the trash can. No, he's not. And any man of God, anybody listening to this podcast right now that knows any scripture can debunk that stupid theory that we're just going to throw a brother in Christ in the trash can. I'm not going to stand for it. And I, you know, Pete, I appreciate that you're willing to take a stand and that other people are willing to take a stand for the Lord and try to pull together. People accuse me all the time. Matt Powell has such a bleeding heart. That's what these bunch of guys said about me when I confronted them about this. They're like, oh, you just got a bleeding heart. Well, are we just supposed to hate people? Are we just supposed to give people a rough time and never give anybody any grace? Jesus had a heart for souls. I have a heart for souls. But I also have a heart for my brother who's undergoing criticism and undergoing attacks from people that are not of God. And so that, I think he's a great guy. I didn't mean to get off on a tangent there, but I think Brother Paul Wittenberger is doing great works for God. And if you don't mind, I want to mention one other thing, Peter, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So this whole thing with these controversial people that he's had on his show, look, whether you agree with him or not, the gospel has more power than frauds that might end up, people that believe fraudulent things that come onto his show. If somebody came onto his show, came onto his channel and they saw the David Icke interview, you know, even though I may not agree with him interviewing that person, even if I didn't, the gospel has more power. And if they click on another video with Answers in Creation or one of his documentaries, the gospel has millions of times more power than any of the people that he's interviewed. And the reason that he's interviewing these people is so he can bring their audience in and help their audience see our side. And let me tell you, folks, if the audience sees our side, they're going to change. People that are honest are going to repent. They're going to repent from trusting dead works and to trust in Jesus. That's what's going to happen. People make it out like, oh, we're going to lose people to David Icke. We're going to lose people to all these heretics and all these people that believe different conspiracy theories out there. No, that's not going to happen. What will actually happen is the opposite. It's called publicity. It's called getting your name out there. It's called bringing people in and helping them see the facts and the truth. That's why Paul is doing what he's doing. And that's why I stand behind him. It's not that he's a Saul and that he's going to the Witch of Endor, which I've heard people say. That is wicked. Paul isn't going to any of these people for spiritual advice. He's giving their audiences an opportunity to come to that channel, Framing the World, and hear the word of God. And that is awesome. The gospel will always have more power than any other false religion. We have nothing to fear. We shouldn't fear people that we disagree with out there and make it look like, oh, we're just going to lose people in our movement to these freaks. I've never, ever seen anything like that happen unless they were never saved. They went out from us that it might be shown that they were not of us. So I know, well, I went for a while, but I felt like it needed to be said.
Well, the way I see it is, and I stand completely for Paul, love him to death. And he's not the only one that's faced controversy. There's been many people, pastors included, that have faced lots of controversy for associating with people who are not like-minded. And even as a filmmaker, you know, yes, you know, I'm going to be straight up. If I'm talking to you, I'm coming after you. I want to convert you. However, you know, when you are doing the filmmaking part of things, you're in the field and you're interviewing, you have no control of who you are interviewing. You're trying to get the person that's going to give you the most appropriate information for the topic at hand.
Bingo. Exactly.
I mean, one of the big ones that gets me is that I have high respect for, there are actually two of them, and you'll understand what I'm talking about, is Marching to Zion and what is it, the Beyond Jordan?
Yeah.
Two of them that are very controversial. Both have people that are not like-minded, but yet it serves a greater purpose. Now, David Icke, he's a weirdo. I mean, anyone who believes in the lizard theory is insane, personally.
Yeah. We're not denying that it's very weird. It's very strange, some of the things he believes.
Well, entertaining as it may be, that's all it is. It's Hollywood fiction. It's science fiction. And so I think people need to back off and just support him for what he does and realize that what he's doing has a greater purpose. We live in a day and age to where, yes, it is important to go out door-to-door soul winning, but we're also going soul winning on a different platform too. Technologies has exploded. And so, you know, people are getting reached by these films like After the Tribulation, Beyond Babylon USA, and, you know, being Baptist and stuff like that. Things that have a gospel message. I can't tell you how many times I have personally heard that somebody has gotten saved from watching After the Tribulation. Now, I don't know about you, but that is something that we need to support.
Amen. Yeah. And the response from some of these people for what you just said, I'll go ahead and tell you what their response is going to be and debunk it with scripture. They'll say, well, Paul is still censoring the Bible Way to Heaven on all these other channels. Look, Paul's not just going to random channels to do this. I'm sure that Paul, and I haven't talked to Paul about this, but if they are slandering him and they're coming out against him and they falsely slandered him to the point where Pastor Anderson himself had to step in on this and say, look, stop, people. You know, when, and they didn't repent, they never gave him any apology. Of course he has the right to say, hey, don't use my material to promote yourself. And if these people are that concerned about getting the gospel out there, film the Bible Way to Heaven yourself. Sit down with Pastor Anderson or just upload one of his own clips. He's got tons of them. Don't be looking to fight with a brother. The Bible says that a brawler shouldn't even be a pastor. No brawler. These people that do this, that want to fight Paul, they're brawlers. And let me tell you something, they've met their match, because I'm not going to stand for it. And I've already sent private messages to every single person that has slandered him and told them to stop. Now, a few of them have repented, and I commend them for that. And I think that's awesome. But I think that they owe Paul an apology. And I think that, you know, it's embarrassing, because we are a small movement made up of a few churches, and we're reaching a large crowd, but we ourselves don't want to be divided. Jesus said a house divided against itself cannot stand, which means that we need to pull together. And if you're going to constantly slander Paul, then of course Paul is going to, you know, it's normal for anybody to just kind of contract back into their shell. I don't want to be slandered. I don't enjoy that, especially from my brothers in Christ. And the Bible says not to fellowship with those who are railers. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I had on the whole Paul thing. I did want to get that out there. I know that people are going to be frustrated with us over this, and that's fine. You know, take your side, but at the end of the day, we're the ones that are seeking peace. When I speak, they are for war. I'm for peace, but when I speak, they're for war, brother.
Amen. Now, I stand with you completely on your comments there. And I'm pretty sure you're going to upset a lot of people, but like I said, this is called the uncensored truth. So, if people want to support you, how can they go about doing that? For your current and future projects?
Yeah, I would say the best way to support me is just sharing the material. So I would share the movie Science Falsely So-Called. I would share, I think we really need to share the new channel that Pastor Anderson has up. Sanderson 1611 is back up. It's running. I think it's got just over 2,000 subs. And so if we can share these channels and these documentaries out there, even yours. I mean, I consider us to be a team. And so the more that we share each other's content, the better. I mean, if anybody's looking to support me specifically, the best way is by sharing the documentaries and getting that material out there so we can get people saved.
Now, do you have a Patreon or PayPal? If people want to support you financially for your projects?
Sure. Yeah, I do have a PayPal. I link it in all the descriptions of the YouTube videos. Okay. So if people want to support the atheist religion before it comes out, they're definitely free to do so. I always appreciate support.
All right. And again, thank you, Brother Matt Powell, for coming on today. This is the groundbreaking episode.